All right, we're back in Princeton, Illinois. The Rock Ridge Rockets, a regional champion in baseball in 2024, winning the regional championship today over Monmouth Roseville by a final score of 7-2. We're talking with Rock Ridge head coach Justin Chisholm. So, coach, in year number one for you, you check off the regional championship accomplishment here. Just a little bit about, you know, what today's win means for you, the kids, and the program. Pretty exciting stuff in Princeton today.
It's 2011 is the last time they won a regional here at Rock Ridge, and you know, it's something that, looking at our roster at the beginning of the year, is something we knew we were capable of, but we had some hiccups throughout the season a little bit, a couple injuries, but like I said before, about 2-3 weeks ago, we started coming together and playing real well as a team.
Yeah, you say, you know, like you say, there are things coming together for this team, and you know, I talked about during the broadcast, you know, if someone told you, like, maybe a month ago that you were going to win a regional, you'd probably be like, I don't know if I believe you, but, you know, this team has come together so well at the end, so just kind of the biggest keys, maybe not just for today, but to kind of turn things around and get things rolling in the right direction, to have enough momentum to be able to do this. How was this able to happen to make this run?
Yeah, they just started playing really well as a team, and sometimes you see our pitchers out there and the defense not playing for them, or the pitcher's pitching and our offense isn't playing for them, but they just started working well together. As you see, we started off well. Both teams were a little slow. I think it was maybe the third inning before we ended up getting the run on the board. But once we got a runner on base, we start moving them around. We just started trying to cause a little chaos with their defense, and I think it worked out.
So you score 7 runs today on 4 hits. In the third inning, you kind of blew the game open. You scored 6 runs on just 1 hit in the inning. You get a really big, timely 2-out hit from Quentin Smith, which brought 3 runs in, where they threw a ball away, and then all 3 runners on the base were able to score. But really, you just kind of were able to take what was given to you. You drew a bunch of walks, a lot of deep counts, got hit by a few pitches. And, you know, when Monmouth Roseville made mistakes in the field, you were able to take advantage. So just, you know, today, maybe offensively not a great performance hitting-wise, but able to get it done. So offensively, what'd you like out of your team today?
Well, I just like their aggressiveness. As you can see, we got the 6 runs right away, playing aggressive. A couple times it didn't work out for us. We tried doing the same thing before, and we ended up getting thrown out at home. But we're trying to keep their defense on their toes and let them know that we're trying to score them runs out there.
Okay, so Carson DeCarroll, another great outing. He gets his 100th career strikeout today. Strikes out 11, 2 runs over 7 innings. Another win, I think, this postseason so far. 14 innings, just 2 runs for him. You know, one of the best pitchers in the area without a doubt, and another good performance for him. What'd you like from his performance today? He was able to work around some traffic. I think he gave up 8 hits, but was able to strand a lot of runners. So Carson DeCarroll, another good outing.
Yeah, 100%. Those 8 hits don't mean, 1 hit at a time doesn't mean nothing if our defense plays for him. And we know if we, obviously we got those 7 runs, if we can get 7 runs for Carson, Colin Schwag and Ryan Elke, all of our pitchers, we think we can win a ball game then with those 3.
And then the other thing you got to like about that too, you win the regional using just 1 pitcher, so basically everyone outside of DeCarroll should be good to go on Wednesday, I believe. So how do you like how the pitching lines up for the sectional semifinal? You'll be playing Illini West, who won 5-0 today. Pitching wise, how do things look going into the sectional?
Yeah, I think it was the same thing after we left Princeton, using Carson with Princeton. We were either going to go Colin Schwagen or Ryan Elke. So that'll be something our coaches talk about again, which one we want to start, which one we want to come in. But I feel like we got a lot of horses still in the stable that we can use.
Awesome. And just a little bit about, as we wrap up with you, the excitement level about getting to continue on next week and playing into the sectional. Winning a regional championship, always important. Going to be some big-time atmospheres probably in Chillicothe next week, to just kind of the excitement level for you and the kids getting to move on and keep playing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was awesome today. Both teams here had a ton of fans here. Even score was 7-2, so it wasn't the closest game, but you could tell both teams and both fan bases were really into it.
All right, Rock Ridge, a regional champion in baseball in 2024, defeating the Monmouth Roseville Titans by a final score of 7-2. Rock Ridge head coach Justin Chisholm joining us. Coach, congratulations. We'll see you over in Chillicothe next week.
Okay, can I say one thing real
yes,
quick?
Yes, go ahead. Right,
I just want to thank the assistant coaches, because they've done so much to help. Mike DeCarroll, Chase Schwagen, Ethan Tate, Dacian Hawk, and Ryan Morford, who isn't here today, but they've done so much to help get these kids to this point right now.
All right, Coach Chisholm, thank you very much, sir. We'll see you in Chillicothe next week.
All right, thank you.